Hey, welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the big esports show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and the conversation continues. That's right, because Tom Pippins is with us from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. We're talking about his Green Bay Packers and a recap of the season. You know, you bring up a great point, you know, talking about Aaron Rodgers getting emotional in that post-game interview. And there's been a lot of talk, Tom, about the estrangement of Aaron Rodgers with his family. What insight can you provide in terms of with that situation and, you know, his girlfriend, what, Olivia, mom? I mean, is there any hope for reconciliation?
Well, Big E, I'm praying that there is. I mean, we know that breakups in families are you know, far too often do you hear about these things, and it often is easier said than done, and forgiveness and what have you.
This is more heartbreaking to me about than the Packers loss. I mean, you've got to be able to see the big picture.
Yeah,
family comes first.
To me, because, a football game, you know, and a season, they go by, but relationships, and there's a part of me, and I don't know Aaron well enough to say this. He does know, obviously, people, but I would like to say, and again, this is only one side now. You know, Aaron, you know, parents don't live forever. Whatever it is, hug them, tell them you love them, try to get it worked out.
But that's right.
You hear things, Big E, and I've always said people in our business sometimes we're dangerous because we know a little bit, but you don't know the entire story. So you hear things that whether the family disapproves of you know, the relationship with Olivia or, you know, whether they're together or not together before me. There are so many things. And then his brother goes on TV and The Bachelor or whatever, and he bears all. I've met mom and dad. They're great people. They're terrific people, and I think that Aaron is a terrific guy. There's an intimation that maybe celebrity changes people. You know, Ed and Darla are the best. It's a good family. I think Aaron is an outstanding person who's done so much for charities. I think it really, I was disappointed to hear that Olivia tweeted something about thanks to the fans.
Right.
For standing behind Aaron when his family didn't or something. And, you know, there can be no healing or reconciliation when you're throwing things out like that. But once more, I caution myself and all of us, including our great listeners, we don't know the entire story. But as you say, it's very sad, much sadder than the Packers. I'd much rather see reconciliation in any family, be it Aaron Rodgers or another, than the Packers go and win another Super Bowl. And a message for all of us within the sound of my voice, including me, life is too short, you know. Forgive, get the good Lord's help, whatever it takes. It's not easy, but it's a heck of a lot harder if you don't reconcile and if you carry that baggage with you. So I guess maybe we're veering off a little bit, but I'm on board with you, pal. That's very sad, and I really do hope and pray that it all comes together for everyone in the Rodgers family. There's probably enough blame to go around for everyone, so you
absolutely
just,
yes,
you want that reconciliation.
Mm-hmm. Some sound advice. Hey, Tom Pippins, with us just a few more minutes at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Go ahead and join us on Twitter at E Radio Sports, and you can always go back and listen to my one-on-one interview with Tommy P, Tom Pippins, with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee at our podcast page. That is podcastarena.com. Okay, so let's talk about, you know, 2017 in terms of what are going to be some of the biggest issues and personnel that the Green Bay Packers will have to address in the offseason. And I understand Aaron Rodgers, he's had some advice for the Packers front office and what moves that he would like to see take place.
Yeah, he certainly made mention in his news conference after the loss in Atlanta that I don't think we have to rebuild this thing, but it'd be nice to kind of retool it, if you will. They definitely need to make some decisions. I would first and foremost say offensively, Jared Cook is a tight end they definitely want to bring back. I know he had a couple of drops in the opening series there. Also, you know, came through with a few nice catches opening series of the second half. Jared Cook was just a monster down the line. When he's healthy, Aaron Rodgers, I think, 31 TD passes and 2 interceptions with Cook on the field. His yards at per average, 2 or 3 more. So big 89 gives them a threat that they haven't had since JerMichael Finley for a tight end. He made that incredible catch to set up the field goal, you recall, Big E, in Dallas.
Yes.
So I'd like to see him come back. I hope they bring TJ Lang back. I hope he didn't break his foot again, but he might have. He played with a broken foot for weeks. This is the kind of courage that these guys. He's just a leader. He wants so desperately to be back, but he's 30 years old. So there's a decision for Ted Thompson, you know, a couple on offense. What are you going to do with Clay Matthews? He's got the shoulder. He never was the same after that devastating hit he took, ironically, from a former Packer. Alec Barber was a clean hit, but Clay never saw it coming, I think, in Philadelphia. And, you know, tough as nails kind of guy. I think he wants to play outside, but he's a $15 million guy who hasn't been performing that way the past couple of years. Maybe you move him inside and draft a pass rusher. Randall Cobb is another incredible gamer, but he signed a big contract and really hasn't performed up to it. He has played hurt. He has come through with some great games, most notably Seattle. Late in the season, but I think that Cobb is someone maybe you want to say, we need to have you take a pay cut, and here's an opportunity to move the money back. What about Julius Peppers, Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. 37 years old? I think he gives you some big plays occasionally, but I don't know if you can bring him back. I don't know if he's going to come back or if he'll announce retirement. Micah Hyde is a great, versatile player out of Iowa who's been just a super utility man in the backfield. Do you want him to come back? He's a free agent. He wants to be back. That's another decision. But I know draft-wise or free agent-wise, they've got to come up with a big, speedy playmaker in the back who can stay with someone such as Julio Jones, because it was just pitch and catch with Matt Ryan. There was no chance. And, you know, Big E, they also need to get a pass rush. I know Ryan gets rid of that ball quickly, and with all the weapons he has, my gosh, Coleman and Freeman, I mean, those incredible running backs who can catch it out of the backfield. And Sanu was a great free agent pickup. So, you know, you've got to be able to defend against these people. I don't think Atlanta's going anywhere for a while, do you? So, these are some of the decisions I think that the Packers have to make, because, again, the window is starting to close on Aaron Rodgers. He'll be 34 in December. He definitely wants to keep playing. He keeps himself in tip-top shape. Thankfully, he made it through the season, even when he had issues with himself with the lower legs, and still managed to play a terrific. I mean, he threw 40 touchdown passes and 7 picks after what was for him a slow start. Received all the criticism they were talking. Mike McCarthy should go. Ted Thompson should go. And the team gets all the way to the NFC Championship and 8 straight years in the postseason. Only the New England Patriots, who seem to be on another level, can say that. So a lot to be proud of, but I think if they want to get to where they're, I think if Aaron Rodgers retires with only one Super Bowl, it would be a shame, same as it was with Brett Favre. And ironically, I think they were both 27 when they won Super Bowls, and you start to think, oh, there'll be many more. And for the Pack with Favre, they got there the next year only to be upset by Denver. So on and on and on I could go, you know, boring listeners left and right. But they're close, Big E, but they've got to do something to get over the hump. And I come back to the numbers we spouted out on defense. You're not going to win any chance. The Packers have not had a top-flight defense since 2010. And you'll recall, Big E, that's when they won Super Bowl 45.
That's right.
Rodgers under center.
Yes, the focus, it needs to be on the defensive side of the ball in the offseason. It really has got to improve. And we have certainly been covering all the highs and the lows of one of professional sports' most loved, beloved teams, and that is the Green Bay Packers, with our very own Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. We love you, Tom. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and we'll catch up here in just a few weeks. Thanks so much.
Back at you, Big E, and the best listeners in the world. God's blessings to all, and thanks for the privilege.
Absolutely.
See ya.
You bet. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, @ERadio Sports, and we will be right back.